Our gal pal Tracy Tyler from the suburbs of Chicago is a huge fan of 80s soft rock band Air Supply. She loves to gossip on online forums with other fans from around the world about the duo's secret sexuality. Naturally, Tracy Tyler has 80s pop music flowing through her veins, and like a karma chameleon, she can easily imitate the song stylings of Air Supply, Styx, and Culture Club at the drop of a hat.
Join us today as we take a look at Lady Gaga's new song lyrics for I Was Born This Way, that was just released on the internet for her Little Monsters. So far, nobody knows what the melody is like, so why not marry it with Air Supply?
Meanwhile, Tracy's internet romance with an Egyptian man is on pause, now that the country's president shut down internet service. What's an Egyptian tranny chaser to do?
Plus, Russian terrorist bomber thwarted by spam.
Russians want to bury Lennon's body.
Star Trek producer Brandon Braga regrets not making the Next Generation series gay enough.
And same-sex civil unions coming soon to Illinois and maybe Hawaii. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic people like you. Visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a contribution. Thank you. Tracy, you are a child of the 1980s, and you love Air Supply. Is that true or false?
Yes, I do.
And you admit to it.
I do. It's like actually one of my little guilty pleasures.
Now, for people who may not be familiar with the music of Air Supply, and how is that possible? They're from Australia. It's a soft rock band that was popular in the 1980s, and consisting of Graham Russell as the guitarist and songwriter, and Russell Hitchcock as the lead vocalist.
Yes.
And in the late 80s and 90s, there were rumors that Russell Hitchcock was gay, and that Air Supply, they were actually lovers.
No.
Is this true or false?
Okay, actually what happened is Graham Russell has been married. Russell Hitchcock has been married and has a daughter named Emma. I know all this stuff because I'm such a, like, I'm like this obsessed fan.
You
of
troll
theirs.
The Air Supply forum.
And you start to try to
arguments and debates over their sexual orientation.
Well, actually, I don't know if, I've never met them in person. I don't know about their sexuality. I kind of really don't even care. My little theory is that they're probably bi and they've had like a thing together, or I don't know, but like in the forums,
remember Russell Hitchcock. He's the brunette with curly hair in the 1980s.
Yeah. The lead singer.
He went on Entertainment Tonight and people were like arguing because he has such a high voice and a very feminine quality to his singing that people were debating whether he was gay or really a woman even in the 1980s. And he went on Entertainment Tonight and rolled up his sleeve and flexed his bicep and hit his bicep and said, "This is all man. I'm all man." And like on Entertainment Tonight, and I was like,
"I believe that." Because
I was like, "What?"
The funny thing about him is that he's this tiny little guy. Mm-hmm.
He's like a white prince.
Probably, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think he has the soul of Prince, but, but he's this tiny little guy. But he thinks that he's this big, tough guy. And you know what? The funny thing about him, too, is that he's covered in tattoos now from head to toe. He keeps it covered up. I don't think he covers it up as much as he used to, but
because he wants to appear like a nice guy. Right.
Well, that's the official Wikipedia photo of the band with a photo of them taken in 2006. They're wearing like tuxedo shirts. They look very clean. They look like the Indigo Girls. You know, they look very plain, very elegant. But you actually are a pop vocalist and you've trained a lot of peoples. You were a backup singer for bands in the 1990s and you can sing Air Supply in the style of the lead singer Russell Hitchcock flawlessly. Is this true, right?
If that's what you think, then yeah. I know I can imitate him. I think it sounds like him, but you know, it never sounds like you think it does in your head, you know. But
we're gonna turn you into a human jukebox, and this is unrehearsed, unplanned here. I'm going to just randomly say the song titles of Air Supply's greatest hits right now, available on Feast of Fun.
Well, make it a little bit difficult.
I'm going to do it difficult. I'm going to make it hard.
I mean, I even know the obscure ones. I can rattle them off.
Well, let's start off with the more popular ones, okay?
The stuff people will recognize.
Let's start with Lost in Love.
Lost in love and I don't know much. Was I thinking aloud? Fell out of touch, but I'm back on my feet, eager to be what you wanted.
I feel like I'm just Tracy, could you turn off the radio? We're trying to tape a podcast.
Enough with the Air Supply already.
Okay, all out of love.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong.
Wow. What is it the quality of his singing, like, because he's kind of like reminds me a lot of Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
Dennis DeYoung is more like, babe, I'm leaving. I'll say it once again and somehow try to smile. I must be going. The train is on its way and I'll be missing you. Cause you know it's you, babe. Giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe. That's more Dennis DeYoung. Right?
Bravo.
Oh, amazing. Making love out of nothing at all.
Now you gotta switch back now. Can you do it?
I can switch the share too.
Let's hear making love out. But this is funny.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just what to prove. And I know when to put you closer, and I know when to let you lose.
Keep going.
And I know the night is fading.
Yeah.
And so is her voice.
I'm getting a frog in my throat now.
The one that you love. The one that you love.
Don't say the morning's come. Oh no, that's Here
yeah,
I Am.
Let's hear that one.
Oh, don't say the morning's come. Don't say the morning's
come your way.
No, so soon.
She's failing
must
the quiz.
We end this way. There's so much here. I had no wait.
You
I
can go and name this
up.
Tune practically.
Okay, the one that you love.
Love is everywhere. I know it is. I'm the one that you love. Here I am, the one that you loved.
You're like a
asking
human
asking for another day. Understand, the one that you loved loves you in so many ways.
Okay, now do Styx, I'm sailing away. Sailing away.
Do I know that?
I'm
sailing away. I don't know that.
I'm sailing away.
Oh. I'm sailing away.
Can you do any other 80s rockers? Who else can you do?
Can you do a Jefferson Starship? We built this city on rock and roll.
I don't know.
Which is a horrible construction material, by
we
the
built
way.
This city on rock and roll. I don't know.
Wow. It's really incredible how you know how to pronounce the words.
The phrasing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really in your DNA.
Is it? I'm an 80s rocker.
So are these guys like you? Because you actually participate in the forums and you argue with the fans and there's a debate. What is the big, like, debate in the Air Supply
about
forums?
Air Supply?
Yeah.
I haven't been in the forums for a while, but they, like, some people were saying, like, they saw him after a concert in a hotel lobby, and then they hugged and embraced and kissed, and I don't know, but I know that Graham Russell, because I used to, like, talk chat online with this girl that was, like, a groupie, and Graham, the blonde one, I know, like, he's like really into the groupie girls, and
so yeah, he likes to have romantic
probably
encounters with his fans. He likes to have sex with his fans.
Yeah, I guess. And I know that that Russell, like, it's rumored, you know, that he's had alcohol problems in the past and everything. But the thing about Russell that, like, he had his tonsils out, supposed, they said it was his tonsils, like, when he was in his 40s. It was something else because his voice, now, he had to learn how to re-sing, and because, and his voice, when you hear it today, it's a lot darker and everything. So something happened there and changed his voice a little bit.
Weren't they caught making out in the bar, though, once?
No, that was, I told you about the hotel lobby that somebody saw them kiss and embrace. And I was like, well, you know, you've been in a, they've been in a band for so long.
So why not make out?
I know.
Well, here's the question.
I mean, like, they probably have, like, a relationship that's more than friends.
They named their band Air Supply, which, if you're worried about people thinking that you're gay, it's using a euphemism, a pun of blowjob, Air Supply.
Oh, you think that's what that is?
Only you would think that.
Oh, come on. Air Supply. What else would... Why would you name a band Air Supply? What even does that mean?
It has nothing to do with blowjobs.
It has to do with, like, the Air Supply, like, on a plane or something like that, right?
No, it just had to do... I think it had to do with them being...
Singers.
Like, light rock. Like, very light and airy and...
Oh.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with, like, a blowjob.
No, their album covers in their in the 80s all had to do with... Well, and I know...
that was the rise of light rock, wasn't it, the 80s?
Light 103.5.
No, I think Karen Carpenter had it pretty cornered in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But there was an album was their greatest hits album had a drawing of them, and it looks like their embrace, and you know, like, they look like lovers in an embrace. Look at this.
No, I know what it looks like. You don't have to show
me.
Well,
for the listeners, I'll post it there. It's like they seem like they're snuggling with each other.
No, they're just next to each other. But the thing about, like, Graham Russell, he's the one that started the band. He wrote most of the songs. He's the blonde guy. He's very into a lot of new age and stuff, and
so that's why you like him, because you're
well
you have that connection.
I'm very new age, but I think he's a little bit more into, like, Indian culture and shamanism and stuff. They
which
have
you also practice sometimes.
Not Indian,
she's a little too
no.
racist for that.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
She's at
all.
Tracy's
Tracy's
into new age, except when it gets Native American. She doesn't want to get into the hinky stuff.
No. I never got... I think that shamanism is very... is very masculine driven.
Yeah.
I think it's very masculine driven, and I think I don't... I haven't studied it that much,
but...
You
gotta do the Bardachi, the two spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Well, I think it, like, kind of... I always feel like it's very masculine energy that it harnesses, and not necessarily feminine energy. But
you
no,
all live in crystal light.
Speaking of feminine energy and spirituality, on the internet, I probably think this is intentional. Lady Gaga leaked the lyrics. The Lady Gaga's record company released the lyrics to her new song, and
everything
passed out, but without actually giving the melody out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have here a copy of the entire new song. What is the title of the song?
I Was Born This Way.
I Was Born This Way, which is an anthem for every trans questioning LGBT person out there.
I think she's a trans wannabe.
Y'all.
I think she secretly, she wants she's to like, be trans.
Why couldn't I have born with a penis so I could chop it off?
Well, you know,
I don't think it's chopping. It's more
like
filet it, invert it, turn it inside out.
Filet inverted inside.
Throw it in the blender.
I want to start. Ew. I want you and all your trans gal pals to start a group, a theater group, and do the vaginoplasty monologues.
Well, my friend Gabby and I, we're writing a screenplay right
you
now.
You are?
Yes.
A screenplay or just a play?
Well, we're writing a play, but we want to mount it in Chicago, and then with the hopes of we want to film it, and that's the ultimate goal is to film it and to start and to take it around to the festivals.
Call
the
it the vaginoplasty monologues, and you'll have a hit in your hands.
No, what actually where it all started was that we like in the vein of Queer as Folk and stuff like that. We think that there's a lot of, you know, it shows that gay society is very multifaceted, and there's a lot of different types of gay people. And I don't think that there's anything, there aren't any stories out there that show the trans world like that. I think the trans community is portrayed very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
As cock hungry whores. And,
well, aren't we all when it comes down to it? But, but you know, like there's yeah. trans women that work in the sex industry. There's the trans women that are married tech industry.
There's so many techies.
Yeah, there's trans the tech women. And then there's like the trans women that are trans beings and they're married to women and they transition and they stay married and
or they find other trans
or the trans male documentary filmmakers. They're the guys who love to make a documentary about their transition.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a good point that you bring up, too, is that, you know, the trans female group and the trans male group do not ever cross paths. And it's so weird. I know zero
on the Feast of Fun. Mm-hmm. This is ground zero for that
pathway. Well, I know zero trans men. And I have literally been hanging out and serving it up in the trans community for 20 years.
The thing is, though, too, is like you probably might know them or have met them or have seen them. You just don't know that they're trans.
Yeah, it's like they don't want anything to do with us, though. Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, I don't understand.
Well, because they're not cock hungry whores.
That's why.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so Lady Gaga released the lyrics to "I Am Not a Loser." What is this title?
I was born this way. Kind of like people are like, "Oh, it's one of I just part of the I want to hear Tracy sing it in the style of Air Supply." No, we don't know the we don't know the melody at all. We don't know what
we
the music
no
is
idea
like.
What
Fausto might do some backup on.
I think
on the
actually
marimba.
That Lady Gaga. I'm predicting things here because we're still on Friday's show here. Predicting for 2011 that Air Supply will influence Lady Gaga's new album and it'll all sound like light 80s pop.
I love it.
So here's I was born this way. I'm not a loser. I was born this way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hear it.
I'm beautiful in this way cause God makes no mistakes. I'm right on track, baby. I was born this way. Don't hide in your self-regret cause love yourself and you're set. I'm on the track, baby. I was born this way. Ooh, yeah.
I want to hear at least the refrain.
Yeah, get me to go to the chorus. Where's
the chorus?
That was the chorus.
Oh.
Oh,
this is the chorus?
I was born this
way. She's like, don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Babe, I was born this way. The time is it. I'll be missing you. How's it go?
Don't be a drag, just be. Wait, let's do it. My mama told me when I was young, we all are born stars. She rolled her hair and put on lipstick, and in the glass of her boudoir, I am beautiful in this way, cause God makes no mistakes.
And yes, you
how
are.
How do you
babies.
Really think this song is gonna go?
I don't know how it's gonna go, but it's gonna make a lot of losers out there feel
it's
real good
go,
about themselves.
I am beautiful in this way, cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way, born this paparazzi.
It's probably gonna have that. Yeah.
I mean, like, once you put the music to it, it might change the whole feel to it. But I'm just like, now I'm like, oh, I liked your Air Supply, though. Fausto, do you want to give it a shot of Cher? Do you
think sure, Cher let me do it? Pass
let's
that
see,
lyrics.
How would Cher sing this song?
If I could turn back time, I don't think I could do this right now because I'm a little bit tired, but I'll do my best. Give yourself prudence and loving in your friends. Subway kid, rejoice the truth in the religion of insecure. Ho! Oh. I don't know. That sounds more like Styx than it sounds like Cher. But
let me do. What if Boy George sang this song?
Let's hear that.
Don't be a drag queen, whether you're broken or evergreen. You're back on white, beige, cola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. What?
That's really good. I'm amazed that you can impersonate male. It takes a woman to be this much of a man. It's
I
think so. Like, only a Chicago trans woman living in the suburbs in 2011 can imitate properly male pop stars from the 1980s.
Okay.
But these lyrics are just so, I don't know. Don't be a drag, be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient.
Speaking of the Middle East and all that stuff, Egypt is exploding. They shut down the internet. You have been forming a long-term relationship with somebody in Egypt.
I have, yeah.
Has your relationship ended because you guys can't write to each other? Or how?
No, I just talked to him a couple of days ago. It's this guy, like, we have like this internet romance. It's like kind of really wacky, but he's like, so
Tracy, I love you. I have 100 camels
does. I would give for you. He does. He's like my cyber boyfriend.
Are you saying that he wants to put you in like a burqa and you can be like a Middle Eastern sexy lady?
He doesn't want me to go there, but he wants to move here. And you know,
I can see him like once he gets here and he gets himself a anchor bride, mm-hmm. even if it's a trans woman, is that even legal? Like, is that possible? I guess she's had
vaginoplasty.
We just have to change your birth certificate, right? There's plenty of trans people out there married.
Speaking of which,
what?
You know that they've changed the law in Illinois.
What do they do
now? They're trying to change the law about the birth certificates.
Yeah. What about the birth certificates?
Well, I think it's too late. I don't know. But they're changing the law. It used to be that all you had to do was have a doctor's note that you were on, that you were taking hormones, hormone therapy, and then you can change your birth certificate. Now, you have to prove that you've had vaginoplasty in order to have your birth certificate changed.
So you have to take your pants off and the doctor looks at your junk?
No, you have to have a letter from your surgeon.
Illinois.
Yeah, that's Illinois. Actually, in Ohio, where I was born, you've never been able to change your birth certificate until you've had vaginoplasty. And I think even after vaginoplasty, I don't even think you can change it, which, you know what? And there's this big like uproar in the trans community, and I don't blame them, because it's like now like you expect us to get jobs and be like regular citizens, but yet we're always going to have this birth certificate that has wrong gender on it. That's opening the doors for a lot of problems. And you know what's going to follow after the birth certificate law changes is driver's license. I mean, driver's license right now, all you need to do is to get a letter from your therapist that you're living at full time as a female, and you can have the female gender marker changed on your driver's license. And right now, that's fine, because honestly, you don't want to go to some club and show the doorman your driver's license and have it say male. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just opens up people to a lot of discrimination, a lot of violence and everything.
If you can change your driver's license, then if you have a social security number, you could actually take those, both of those items, and take that to the post office or wherever and get a passport and whatever.
Yeah, you can have your passport is the same laws as the state ID and the driver's license. And
then become a sexy spy.
But now that they've changed it we were questioning in this support group that I go to, we were questioning whether because the way it's worded is that is that you've had surgery to depict the opposite gender or something like that. So it's like, so you have to have a letter from a surgeon saying that you've had this. So does that also include like facial feminization surgery? So if I get facial feminization surgery and not vaginoplasty, a breast implant,
or maybe get a mole removed.
So adding to this, Friday we taped and aired one of our most popular shows of the year, is our predictions for 2011, and the core prediction happened almost instantaneously on that same day. What? The New York Times, my prediction was that the internet is seen by a lot of people as a a inherent tool for social change, for progress. And I pointed out that in the United States, a lot of social change is stalled, even though it's popularity on the internet. We don't have universal health care or marriage equality or drug reform laws. A lot of like liberal oriented, very popular ideas that are popular on the internet don't really catch on or have troubles catching on as corporate policy or government policy. And part of it is because conservative forces and corporate oriented forces know how to manipulate people using the internet. And I said in 2011, it's just a short matter of time before conservative or fascist or dictators are going to turn to the internet to try to manipulate their own people. And it turns out that they've already been doing that. So the New York Times published exactly the same piece with the same point. This is from the New York Times on Friday, the same date. There is nothing deterministic about the tools of the internet, the Gutenberg's press, fax machines, or Facebook. They can be used to promote human rights or to undermine human rights. The Net Delusion, which is written by Moze Morozov, a visiting scholar at Stanford University, said he presents an answer to the cyber utopians who assume that the internet inevitably fuels democracy. He coined the term spinsternet to capture the spin applied to the web by governments that are beginning to master it. And the president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, Hugo Chavez, and Fidel Castro, and lots of Chinese policy leaders all have Twitter accounts already, and they're actually using it. Hugo Chavez has 1.2 million followers and spends a lot of his country's resources to get people to follow him on Twitter. So, prediction done. Mm-hmm. First one.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's truly remarkable. And Egypt, because they're having their revolution, reacted by trying to shut down, and successfully actually shutting down the internet by shutting down the routers where people have access to the internet in and out of that country.
The French set up an ISP that people can dial into. They have a dial-in for people that want to access the internet. Maybe that's how your man is accessing you.
Well, my friend Mito, my Egyptian friend, he does he'll lose internet for several days and I won't hear from him or anything. Mm-hmm. And then
he's seeing someone else.
No, he's not. He's so sweet. He's a lawyer over there. And he's really good looking too. But you know, I think most Egyptian men are really good looking. Mm, if you like the tall, dark haired.
People are good looking everywhere you go, but it's just like to say one, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't blame it.
A lot of the common features are very appealing to you.
Yeah, but I love dark haired men. So
like the mysterious.
Like you, Fausto.
Oh, thank you. So what do you guys think is going to happen? I mean, because Egypt is really unstable right now. It is having a major revolution. The president doesn't seem like he wants to back down, but he says he's replacing the government. You know, it's a very embarrassing for the U.S. government because they've been, even the Obama administration, mm-hmm. have been supporting this kind of this dictator, depending on who you talk to, but president or dictator. And he's not willing to resign, so
They're thinking about cutting fundings to them. And I think the U.S. really needs to really, really go and evaluate who they're giving money to and why.
Right.
Because some of these people just have, you know, horrible human rights abuse cases. And, you know, Egypt is certainly one of them. There was 40 gay people were on a ship, on a boat, on a barge on the Nile, and they were arrested and thrown in jail. I don't even know if they're out yet. And this is like 2 years ago.
Well, in Cairo, you know, they arrested a whole bunch of gay people and they raid gay bars and everything. They don't have, you know, the rights mm-hmm. that we have over mm-hmm. here. But like, you know, Mito says that the bottom line is that all they really want is they don't want someone to be a permanent president, mm-hmm. like a dictatorship.
Is that so hard? Have some goddamn elections,
right?
You know?
They want to have they want to have limits to mm-hmm. people serving as mm-hmm. their president, and on top of that, he says, you know, that they're just tired of being lied to by their government. Is that, you know, the government keeps getting richer and richer and richer and does nothing for the people. Mm-hmm. Now,
they just kind of sell one of those pyramids. Here? You know, if they just sold one of those pyramids, like, they'd be like.
Sell a pyramid, sell it to Disney, and turn it into a tourism tourist trap.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, like those political group of people that say that they want less government, mm-hmm. that Democrats want big government and too much government and government to take over people's lives. But it's like there, that goes to show you is that, you know, the government is there to take care of their people. That's why they're in place, is to take care of people, not
that's
to...
That's why we have you sit in that other chair, so you're always talking to the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Tracy moved herself before we started taping, and so if you hear her voice dipping.
And they're all bent out of shape at me. Okay, I'll move. You don't have to move.
Thank you, Tracy. Now that you feel comfortable, because she was like, I want my back to the door. Because, you know, we have armed banditos come in here all the time.
So, Tracy.
Is this better?
This is much better.
It's about having big government or small government. It's about having good government.
Right. Know? And it's government should take care of their people. And the government in Egypt does nothing for their people, apparently. So, according to Mito. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and some people say that in the middle class is disappearing in the United States and the money's being concentrated in a very small group of people, and that a lot of young people don't have the ability or hopes and dreams that their parents did one time. And sure. You know, but we have a relatively unlimited access to the internet, at least for the time being. And yet we're unable also to bring about the social change that we need in this country as well. So thinking about the internet as this inevitable tool, it's just a tool for communication and can be manipulated just like any other tool. Mm-hmm.
You know? But it does help, and you can do change, but I mean, sometimes we need more change. So
yeah,
we use these tools.
So in Russia, the public and the politicians want to take Lenin's body and bury it in the ground after how many years is that now, Mark?
Like almost 90.
Oh my God.
So you think
he's getting a little dried up.
Keep him there. He's a tourist attraction that brings revenue to Russia. You know, it's just a body, for crying out loud.
I mean, they have it on display, like he's under glass? Mm-hmm. But like, is he shriveling up and
he's like, things are falling apart.
Oh. I mean, it's all moldy and like a skeleton. Well,
it's dried out.
All they need to do is change. It's marketing, people. So instead of calling it Lenin's body, call it Lenin's mummy, and then sell like little, you know, miniature versions of the body and. Encase in glass for tourists, you know.
What else happened in Russia, though? Something.
This is a remarkable and kind of grim but very funny news story here. So there was getting text messages from your service provider is incredibly annoying, especially if you are a suicide bomber and your bomb is triggered by incoming texts.
Oh,
so there. So there was this one woman who was thought to be part of the same group that struck Moscow's airport on Monday. She intended to detonate a suicide belt at a busy square near Red Square on New Year's Eve in an attack that could have killed hundreds. Security sources believe that a spam message from her mobile phone operator wishing her a Happy New Year received just hours before the planned attack triggered her suicide belt in her safe house, killing her, but nobody else.
Oh, she's the only one that died?
She's the only one that died. The other suicide bombers
the bitch right.
had to flee. The safe house was set on fire, and they lost everything.
Wow.
So here's my joke. Ready? In Russia, spam delete you.
What a country.
My God. So this is the first time spam actually saved people's lives. Still not worth it, though. Isn't it remarkable?
That's amazing. Say that joke one more time.
In Russia, spam delete you. What a country.
I love it.
So you know, next time you get spam on your cell phone or email box,
I'd be like, thank God it's not blowing me up.
You know, sometimes I do feel like spam is blowing up. It's like our website, we have spent literally thousands of dollars in dealing with spammers. It is costing us tons of money to deal with bad. It even shut down our email for one day, actually, the ability to send email, spammy accounts, spam comments, just the ability, because our site's getting more traffic and it's getting more visitors. It's also getting more spam because it's more visible around the internet. And in order to deal with that, we've had to move to larger, faster servers. And with that comes more spammers, which comes more expense in developing technology. So it's pretty hair raising. And
So explain to me, because I am like, I don't know anything about the internet, but it's like, so like,
who's, you know how to use it.
Who is hook up out with an Egyptian there?
Man.
Who is out there? Like, okay, like I go into Yahoo chat rooms, okay, and there's like one that I hang out in quite frequently, there it's like always filled with like these bots, these spam bots and stuff, and it's like, are like, is there like a computer generating all these, or is like somebody like sitting at home generating
there's
them?
there's both. So some people will go and register on accounts and spam different things because they're trying to build links, because they're trying to link back to a certain website, so it'll raise their search engine ranking, so people will find them more. So some of those are manually done. Now other ones are these computers, and they go out and they do these little things, and they try and gather information about people. So they might get your birth date from like your Facebook account, where you live, like let's just say for example from your Twitter account, and your name from another place, and they'll put these all together, and if they can put it all together right, they might know your credit card number, and then they can do some kind of fraud.
Identity theft. Yeah. So my advice to listeners is, think of yourself as a celebrity. Don't ever put your home address anywhere, including Facebook. And don't ever identify your family members, especially on Facebook, because
why?
For that point, it's like they can know your mother's maiden name by finding out who your mother is, and you know. So think like a celebrity.
Algorithms,
honey. They just marry the stuff. The other thing about spam is that's an obvious example of spam, but spam takes shapes on the internet that we don't even notice. Like even some popular blogs that we read. That we enjoy reading actually implement spamming tactics, like raising their comments by in hiring spamming engines to raise commenting on their site, to bring in traffic to their site, to make their blog, you know who that may be by
observing. I'll say it. I think Perez Hilton used to do it.
I think Perez Hilton still to some level does it, and actually the popularity of his blog actually came about because of spam.
Because it used to be, you'd go to a site and there'd be like 14,000 like comments or 1,400 comments on an item, and now there's maybe 48.
And part of it is a lot of those comments seemed...
Well, who made those comments?
Machines.
People in Indonesia.
I mean,
so they were like write a program. Comments?
Yeah.
Like, so you, like, write all these comments, like, generic comments, and then it just spams the comments?
Yeah. And most of ours, like, that's when weird. We have, like, fake comments, it's always, like, it's for golf, for, like, Viagra, or for, like, hair regrowth. It seems like those are the big ones. Or gold.
So they're not really comments, they're advertisements.
In the guise of a comment.
But don't think about spam necessarily as the fact that it's advertising Viagra or golf. Think about it as that it's accomplishing a goal. And the goal is to make the internet... make your website appear like it's more popular by raising the Alexa rankings or raising the Google rankings of your website. One tactic that's been implemented by even mainstream bloggers is by manipulating commenting and traffic and link backs to their site to make it look like it's more relevant than it actually is.
But if any listeners out there have a website and they'd like to link back to Feast of Fun, please do.
Because we need it, baby. We need it. So, yeah. So, what else is going on? So, Lady Gaga released her new song. Britney Spears is having a new album coming in March.
Her new song is great. Put Hold It Against Me. I love that song. That's been like burning up the radios here in Chicago.
Are you going to do a drag act with it?
No, I do have a drag show coming up, though.
At the Hideaway.
Yes.
Hideaway.
I'm excited about it.
In Oak Park, it's so far from here.
Oh, well, it's, you know, I live in Schaumburg, so it's all relative.
Right down the highway, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't consider myself a drag queen, and you know, I'm a live performer. I sing. You know, I think your listeners know that by now. But
what? You do?
But you know what? I was asked to do.
Drag.
I was asked to do this drag show like a year ago, and I did it for like a couple months, and then the bar actually closed, and now they've reopened, and you know what? And the reason why I said yes to it is because I'm so inspired by RuPaul's Drag Race. I am. I mean, like, I watch that show and think, God, like, I want to do that.
Why don't you try out for it?
No. Well, maybe if I was an established drag drag queen or something. I don't know. Because it's so fun putting together a costume. And the thing about drag is that, you know, you're lip syncing, but it's like all about the presentation. It's like pure presentation, like as opposed to when you're a singer, you're singing and the presentation comes second a lot mm-hmm. of times. And unless you're like Britney Spears or Janet Jackson that lip syncs to their, you know, mm-hmm. self. But,
you know, RuPaul's Drag Race and the Obama State of the Union address had a lot of things in common.
What was that?
Because every year our country comes together to hear from their fearless African-American leader right before Black History Month. Mm-hmm. And everybody's angling for cameras, time, and everyone's glued to their TV set. That is... What were we talking about? RuPaul's Drag Race. And we actually have a winner of our RuPaul's Drag Race contest.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so who is that?
Michael, in New York City, you won RuPaul's Drag Race calendar.
Ooh.
I'm going to mark my birthday in there, too, Michael.
Mark's going to mark his birthday, which is February 2nd.
I want to mark my birthday in there, too.
And we'll also, in the calendar, we're going to mark which one we think is going to be the winner.
No, we don't know for sure.
We don't know for
this
sure.
This is a great calendar.
If it's a talent, if it goes by talent or what, who knows? But we
have suspicions. So we're going to do it. We have our we think we know
who
it is.
We think the horse to bet on.
Yeah, basically, because I'm like, you know, let's bet. You know?
Right now?
Well, not right now, but I'm going to
hear who I think it's going to be.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be Mimi M. First.
Do you?
I love her. She's too much of a crybaby.
You got to hang out with her.
I got to hang out with her.
You guys are actually friends now.
Yeah, we did that show.
Okay. Are you friends on Facebook with her now?
Yeah, I love her. I think she's great.
She's having a lot of talent.
This is what she said. Whether you prefer a breast or a leg, thankfully, I got plenty of both.
I think she's so funny.
The little mask, they sent us a little mask too, and I took a picture of it with me eating a pineapple. I posted it on her Facebook thing. She's like, oh yeah, people are saying that's me. I'm like, it is you. We checked. I mean, we compared it with the calendar. She's like, oh, okay.
Visually, it's actually her.
It is her.
So I'm like kind of interested because, you know.
So maybe she did win.
Maybe she did win.
And that's why they made the thing. Because she did win.
Maybe.
And so we have another contest too. I did a little showgirls quiz. And so I put pictures up on the website and I said, you name the quote that this inspires you. And I have three good contenders here. I have Jim Nash, who also does the Crystal Connors on Facebook. I hope you're friends with him. Seth Anderson and Brett also... he also did it too.
Brent
and
or Brett?
His name is Brett.
Oh, Brett, mm-hmm. the Brett.
Yeah.
Three Brett. Of my favorite people that mm-hmm. listen to the show.
And they're all Showgirls fans.
Yeah.
And so the thing I is, though, they movie. All have, I don't know, some of these, I'm just like, do I give them the right answer for this or not? Because
let's go through it, actually.
Okay. So
wait. So mm-hmm. let the listeners get ready. If you go to the website and go to feastoffun.com/tag/showgirls, mm-hmm. you can actually go see Mark's contest and you can load it up. We'll give you a second, showgirls, mm-hmm. and it'll pop up and you can follow along and see, and Tracy's going to play it right now.
Okay.
So you're going to look at the image and it's not an image that is...
From
the movie. It's an image that represents a quote from the movie. So here's a dog eating dog food. And the quote, the correct answer would be, I used to love doggy chow too.
You
and that's
get it?
The correct answer? Yeah, because didn't she say something about
doggy chow?
Vegetables and brown rice.
That comes
something?
Later.
Wait. So here's the answer mm-hmm. to number one, which is a picture of a cheetah running across the screen. What is it, Tracy? You don't know?
Okay. I don't know.
Mark?
I don't know what it is you do, darling, and I don't know what you're good at. But if you're doing it at the cheetah, it ain't dancing, I know that much. And they all got it right. So everybody got the cheetah.
Yay!
Ooh, that's hard.
Okay, so number two is a picture of a black cat licking its lips.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a little thing. When I wrote it, I always thought that it was people were going to answer black pussy because it's a black cat.
After right? that notorious rape scene in the film Showgirls.
And then, but a couple of people said, I have a problem with pussy. So I think they all get it right then.
Okay, so that's an acceptable answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, next is a picture of...
What is that, Tracy?
That's brown rice and vegetables.
You do like brown rice and vegetables don't you, dog? You? Uh-huh. And it's worse than dog food.
That's the quote I was looking for, but one of them actually did the other one. What do you want? Burgers, fries, and soda? Get her some brown rice and vegetables and a bottle of Evian. But I think they all got it right.
Yay! Like all acceptable that. Answers. Three.
That looks gross, that picture. It looks like somebody vomited up brown rice and vegetables. Know.
Well, it was good that you found a picture of brown rice and vegetables that looked like puke.
Yes.
Okay, so number four is an AIDS ribbon. Tracy, any clue on this one?
I haven't seen the movie in years.
What is it that you think you do, darling? People got an AIDS and shit. You got too much talent for it to be right.
So they all got it right. They all got it right.
Okay, number five, chips. Two cops?
It's the two cops from the TV show Chips. And there's a quote in the movie about chips, so they all got the chips ones
What was the quote?
You ate all the chips, didn't you? You did. You ate all the chips.
Yeah. Okay, number six is a lion prowling. And that should be your clue.
Now, poor Jim, he got this wrong because he thought it did something with Henrietta Bazooms. No, but it was like, where is it? Hold on, let me look. I mean, she prowls. She's got it. So it's Nomi Malone.
She doesn't dance, she prowls. They don't teach you that in any schools. She prowls. When I saw this, to be fair, Jim, I thought that it was actually Henrietta Bazooms' quote myself, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you call a tiger with a big pussy?
Well, then I guess I'll say he's okay then.
So number seven is a tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what this one is.
The tombstone was when Nomi Malone goes into the office and she asks, like, she's making her paperwork, and Human Resources Irene is like asking about her parents, and she's like, deceased? And it's like it's her only line. She's like, yeah, deceased.
How many people got that right?
They all got it right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, I had a tombstone, and there was a name on it, and it said Ass Man, and Fausto made me get rid of it because he's like, you're going to confuse people. I'm like, I don't think so.
It was a tombstone with the words Ass Man, and I'm like, well, that's, a, you know, you want to be very clear with your clues.
No, you don't.
Okay, number eight is a bust of Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the quote is...
You ever hear Caesar sing?
We hear Caesar sing.
Mm-hmm.
So that did they all get it right? Matt, so are you gonna have to give away like three prizes?
I think I might have to. We're gonna get to
number that. Nine is a rusty nails.
What was that for?
Your friend has nice nails. Maybe she can do mine for me sometime.
Nomi, you think you can do my nails for me sometime? Mm-hmm.
So they all got that right.
Okay. That's nine. Number 10 is really confusing. What is this exactly?
That's a slave auction from like Roman times. And so it's a woman up there and she's being offered for sale to this crowd. And so everybody did the same quote. And it is, hold on, let me find it right here.
This looks like one of Tracy's sex parties. She goes,
really?
Like the one last night.
Where's the cooking lady? And so everybody had the one, come on, slave girl. I don't remember that quote from in there.
Yes, that's from the third act in Goddess.
Okay, third act in Goddess. Come on, slave girl. When I originally put that up there, I was thinking when Crystal Connors and Zach were looking at Nomi dance at the cheetah, and she goes, you like her? I'll buy her for you. Because it's an auction.
They're both acceptable answers.
They're both acceptable answers, but I think if somebody had said it was if you like her, buy her, I would have done that one.
Nobody got that one?
Well, they all did say, come on, slave girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, see? Okay.
I'm going to have to go watch this movie again.
Number 11 is a rocket with a very clear diagram saying thrust.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust it! Thrust it!
Now, they all got this except for Brett. He put up, I'm erect, why aren't you erect?
When they were talking about her boobs, remember that with the ice cube?
Okay, number 12 is a senior citizen dressed up like a working girl. Mm-hmm. And the quote is?
I'm a little too old for that hoary look.
Did they all get that right?
They all got that right.
Number 13 is a check mark being held up by a little robotic figure.
Two people said, I've got my period check. You know, so like, but that's not really what I was going for. I was taking, you take the cash, you cash the check, you show them what you want to see. Because it was like the guy's holding the check like he's taking it somewhere.
Did anybody get that right?
Well, they all got it right, I'm going to say.
But I mean, did they get your intention?
Yes, one person did.
Who was that person?
That one person was Seth Anderson.
So it looks like Seth is in the lead.
Mm.
Number 14 is the Roomba iRobot, and the quote is?
It doesn't suck. Because what does Nomi say that it doesn't suck? How do you like that? It doesn't suck.
Did they all get that right?
They all got it right. And Jim Nash actually said, I might be going out on a limb here, but...
It doesn't suck. Yes. And then last clue mm-hmm. is number 15th. It's a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that quote?
Well, the actual quote is, I had you look this up because none of them actually quoted it completely right.
Well, the correct answer
Nobody
would be...
Nobody wants to fuck a penny is enough. Yes, that's enough.
Nobody wants to fuck a penny. They want to fuck a Heather or a Hope. And what did they answer?
Nobody wants to fuck a penny.
So the only person so far that got everything right is Seth Anderson or not?
I think so, but I'm looking at... He did the... Hold on, let me look. I get so confused with all these three things.
You can't do contests if you can't declare a clear winner.
I think it's... they don't want to fuck a penny. They want to fuck a Hope is what he wrote. I think... But you know what? They're all good tries, and I think that they really did their best. So I'd say they all win.
Oh, how generous. So they all got winners.
Yeah, so maybe one will get a new t-shirt and the other ones will get
a new one. So nobody's a loser.
Nobody's a loser.
Okay, people,
are the top three
What
contenders.
About the, I was Mike, hoping for
Michael
the
in New York City and to Seth Anderson and to Jim Nash.
And to Brett,
mm-hmm. Please email us your mailing address and the size of a t-shirt that you mm-hmm. want. And you are a winner. Michael in New York City will get a t-shirt and a RuPaul's Drag Race calendar. And the rest of you guys will get Feast of Fun t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Say which one you want and we'll send it to you. And then Tracy will rub her titties all over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put some titty juices on there. I wanted to hear the quote about the Versace when she says Versace. Oh, I love that one.
Fausto?
No, they asked, like, it's Versace. It's like, it's Versace. It's pronounced Versace.
I fell on the floor laughing when that happened. So that was my favorite part of the movie.
You're laughing at her.
And then at the end, when she comes out as the goddess, she looks so fierce.
She is really. Nomi Malone is
That's
goddess.
How I want to look at my drag show.
Tell me, let's talk. We hinted earlier that you wanted to talk about
what?
Uncut penises.
Now, this is the part of the show, people, it gets really dirty.
So if you're if you have any small children in the room, you can ask them to leave now. Yes.
Otherwise, you'll be arrested.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, I met this guy. Okay, I'm on this website, this internet dating site. I don't know if I can say the name.
Don't say the name.
No. Okay, I'm on this internet dating site, and, you know, and I say I'm trans and everything. So I met this guy, and we've been texting and really intensely texting, and like all of his pictures, I'm just drooling over. I think he's so cute, and he's so sweet and so nice to me, and it's been like crazy, like young love texting too. Mm-hmm. Like what are you doing? Oh yeah, I just brushed the hair away from my eye. Oh my god, you're so sexy. I'd love to see that. You know, that kind of stupid stuff, like constant texting. And then so we actually had our first date last night and it was fine, but we ended up like...
Your first date was a sex party?
No, that was later. Okay, so... we went out and we... And we ended up back at his place, and it's so weird, like, in his apartment, like, he lives in the basement of this house, and actually the basement of this house is, like, set up, has this spa room in there where it has a steam shower and a dry jacuzzi and a jacuzzi tub mm-hmm. and stuff. And then his bedroom is actually like was built to be like a home theater. It's really strange. It's really kind of strange, but
it sounds... Why do your boyfriends always sound like they're serial killers?
I am not a murderer.
They probably are. I don't know. But anyway, so like we ended up like, I didn't want to do this. I really didn't want to do this, but we started kissing and just one thing led to another. And
a knife came out.
And well, not a knife, but something else came out. And so
what came
so
out?
So like, well,
his dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it just ruined everything because like, I knew like he's Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assumed that he would be uncircumcised. which is fine. But like, I couldn't retract the skin. And and it kind of grossed me out, and I was so just
You were trying to give him a blowjob.
No, I didn't. We didn't get to all that. I unbuttoned and unzipped his pants and put my hand in there and everything.
But he was hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we were kissing and making out.
So when you grabbed a hold of his shaft, you went to pull the skin back and you couldn't pull it back.
You can't pull it back. It wouldn't like come down.
Did you yank it really hard?
Didn't want to.
Because I did that once with a guy. He's like, don't do that. I was like, okay.
It is kind of interesting because it's kind of almost like it comes in its own packaging and you can't take the packaging off. It's
like
when
you buy a CD or things like in those little containers, you have to cut them open.
Honestly, I just feel I don't know. I feel sorry for him because he's such a great guy, but I can't have a long-term relationship. Isn't that bad? Shallow? Is that being shallow?
Well, I don't understand why you couldn't pull the skin back.
Because it was like one of the...
Did you talk to him about it?
No, I didn't talk to him about it at all. And then
be in a relationship. And if the guy body part or anything about him makes you not attracted to him in some level, it may be shallow, but it's what you want as a person. And it's fair to ask what you want. And to
is it? I just feel like it's being so shallow. It's like, because
I would have asked questions because I'm curious that way. Yeah. I'd be like, why does this not pull back any further?
Well, you know that there are people like that, and then they have that like special surgery where they put a little slit in it.
Yeah.
And haven't you heard all about before? Yeah.
But most people, it's not an issue. And it's the other thing they do is usually it's like, you know, doctors will tell them like when they're teenagers, like, you know, put some cream on it, masturbate, pull it back.
Oh, they do?
Well, Tracy, we're running out of time, sadly.
Afterwards, I went to this party afterwards, and it turned really, really sexy. So we'll have to talk about that on your next episode you have me on.
Anytime.
Sex stories always lose steam, though, if they're not like
fresh.
They're not fresh.
Really fast, Jonathan Knight says he never declared that he had hidden the fact that he is gay when he was, in quotations, outed by pop star Tiffany. And producer Brandon Braga of Star Trek regrets not having any gay characters.
You know, it's a real light regret. I'm not buying it. I read the article, you know, written, and he's just kind of like, we weren't very forward thinking. Oh well, that kind of, like.
Well, originally the guy who actually wrote the book, Beekman is his name, right? The scientific manual for Star Trek The Next Generation, who worked with Paramount Pictures. He was an openly gay scientist and science writer. He actually, he was gay, and he talked about with us about how Gene Roddenberry wanted men wearing skirts.
They wore tunics.
And they actually did wear that shirt. So, and also there were some plot lines where gender is ambiguous and Riker falls in love with a transbian from another planet. So it's not technically fair to say that there were no gay characters on that show.
Well, there were no like overtly gay
characters. There's no human male characters falling in love with each other.
Remember that Star Trek, like one of the really, really early ones where they went to that one planet and all the people there were genderless?
That's what I'm talking about. Riker fell in love with him.
I'm talking about one that had like one of the really, really old ones.
Like from the original series?
Yeah, that had...
They were half black and half white?
No, don't you remember? And they wore those long white robes and they were bald.
Oh, the buttheads.
The first.
Yeah, I don't know if they were genderless or they just...
No, they had no gender. Don't you remember?
They never mentioned that they had no gender. They didn't say. Yeah, that's the first episode. It seemed like they didn't,
though. And, you know, let's not forget about Data and Geordi. I mean, that was a gay relationship, if there was anything.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Really quickly, so in State of Union in Illinois, they are gearing up for same-sex unions. You could get married as soon as next week.
No? July.
I thought they said 6 months.
He's
going to
sign it on Monday, so I think we're going to go down and see them signing
it. Well, is it once it's signed, is it going to go forward?
No, things have to take effect.
Boy, you're a Debbie Downer.
Well, I just knew, listen, it's July. Everybody,
I want to get married now.
Well, you,
so I don't we see can a ring. Get married, but girls trying to live as a woman can't get their birth certificate changed. So go figure.
There you go.
And then in the state of Hawaii is gearing up to approve same-sex civil unions.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for them.
I think their Senate passed it. So
I can't believe Hawaii. I thought they were like a little more forward than we are because
they
that.
Tried to do it like 15 years ago, and it just.
Yeah, all that, you know, Hawaiian culture where they raise that male child as a woman.
What, oh, yeah, the Polynesian culture. Where they do that.
What do they call that? I thought they would be name, more advanced than us.
Berdashi.
Something like that.
The Indian, the Hawaiian Berdashis. Mm-hmm. Favorite TV show to watch right now? My favorite is Oprah Winfrey's 25 Years Behind the Scenes. I'm addicted to it. It's like crack cocaine for a talk show producer. Your favorite TV show,
Tracy? My favorite is Skins, because I'm loving to hate it because I worship the British version. You can watch the British version on Netflix, and it's a masterpiece. The American version is really kind of has, after two episodes, has kind of fallen short. I'm really disappointed in it, but I'm hopeful.
I'm still in love with Vampire Diaries. I want to sleep with all the men on that show. And if the girl has to come out for a ride too, that's okay.
And that is all we have for today's Feast of Fun. Remember, we count on your support. If you can't donate some money, then reshare the show on your social network, on your blog. We love to hear from you. Please post a comment on our website and follow us on our social media networks.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you, Tracy, for coming along.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure.
I miss you guys. I love hanging out with you.
Tina, we're going to leave you here with the music of Tina So Good. She is from Mumbai all the way to New Jersey. She's a pop star hopeful, and she's trying to make it big in the world of entertainment. I think she can do it. You know, and she's a very pretty lady.
Go Tina.
Go Tina. Go Tina.
Go Tina.
And she actually wrote something on our Facebook wall. She's like, she says, I truly love what you guys stand for. Thanks for listening to my new single, So Good. Shout out also to Andy Grab and Matthew Munson. We couldn't get to your questions. Sorry about that, but quick advice. How do you attract a boyfriend in three words, Tracy?
Show your breasts.
Mark.
Give it all.
Go with your intuition and suck that. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Come on, I run my body like a relay. Hope you can keep up. The way I'm throwing it should be illegal. I know you see why they keep her looking at us while we ride. So make me wait, cause I'm burning up. So baby, don't you be loud.
Where I'm from, we say, Tina, you a bad bitch. I keep money in the mattress, so when we making love, it's $1 million attraction. I got a feeling this is magic. Like Irvin, swerving off a Jerbin. Drunk off Ciroc, the penthouse suite up top. I got keys, but the fiends gon' cop.